You may have heard New York's presidential primary has been canceled due to COVID-19. So now all eyes turn to the June congressional primary. While it might not be on the minds of many Democrats in the 24th district amid the pandemic, the two candidates are trying to keep their supporters energized and engaged. WAER political reporter Scott Willis tells us party designee Francis Knoll and challenger Dana Balter recently held virtual town hall-style gatherings.
The pandemic has forced the candidates to shift their campaigns from the streets to computer screens.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're really excited to have you. I'm looking forward to a great discussion tonight.
We are now on our fourth iteration of Knoll on your computer. Thank you so much for joining us. Since we have some new people.
COVID-19 has also dramatically changed the tone and focus of the campaigns. Both candidates addressed and took questions about the federal and state responses. Dana Balter says the pandemic has revealed systemic flaws in health care.
So one of the things that I want to fight for in Washington, D.C. is health care for everybody. COVID-19 reminds us in a very real way that health care isn't just about the individual, but it's a public good. When your neighbors have good health care, you are safer. You are healthier.
For his part, Francis Knoll says we have to work on the health crisis before addressing the economic recovery.
We're not just going to be able to full throttle through the health side of it and hope that the economy returns. So we need to make sure that we are doing the testing, the tracing, the isolating, and then the treating and making sure that our hospitals and our healthcare professionals have what they need. We're going to need to get that funding in the next tranche and then in tranches after that of state and local funding.
Curiously, neither Knoll nor Balter mentioned the primary and instead focused on defeating incumbent John Katko and President Trump. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.